Now, another important document is now more accessible. Britain's Doomsday Book made its digital debut last week. The book was commissioned at Christmas in the year 1085. That ancient date explains the spelling of Doomsday, D-O-M-E-S-D-A-Y. The book came about because King William I, also known as William the Conqueror, wanted to raise money to fight a war.
Back then, so he needed taxes. The king sent men all over England to find out how much each landholder was worth in land and livestock. The Doomsday Book recorded the results.
Renee, how did it come to be known as the Doomsday Book?
Well, Steve, the judgment of the assessors was final, not unlike the final days of judgment as described in the Bible. Now, that judgment is online. Adrian Ailes is a Doomsday Book expert at Britain's National Archives.
What you'll be able to do with Doomsday Book is to type in the name of a person or a place, and instantly you'll find out any references there are in Doomsday Book to those persons or places.
Many of those places have changed a bit since the 11th century. Key in, for instance, the Suffolk town of Bury St. Edmunds, and up pops its name, circa 1086, listed in the original Latin. Fortunately, the entries in the digital Doomsday sound more familiar.
All the translations are obviously in modern English, so they'll be able to type in the name, modern name of the town or village or city which they grew up in or which they're particularly interested in.
Although Britons voted the Doomsday Book their nation's finest treasure last year, a recent poll found that 2% of Britons think it's actually a bestseller by Dan Brown of the Da Vinci Code fame. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.